Hello.
Hello, may I speak with Ms. please? My name is Rich. I'm the licensed agent getting back to you with your favorite color black as a reference, so you know it's me calling. Yes, ma'am. In regards to the final expense insurance information, I'm happy to help you, Ms. Now, did you have any questions for me to start off?
No, is this the policy I was interested in?
Yes, ma'am. Yep, I was calling. I'm the licensed agent that's calling to go over all that information and the quotes and answer any questions that you may have, Ms. Yep. And
Go
go ahead.
ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you, Ms. I want to make sure you know who you're speaking to. Like I said, I am a licensed agent, but I'm also a broker, Ms. And what that means is that I am work with all the top companies that are approved through the state, and I'm able really to represent you, really to shop kind of on your behalf to figure out which company is going to be the most affordable. And if for any reason we're dealing with any particular health issues, I serve as a licensed field underwriter, which what that means is I'm able to narrow down which insurance company we can actually get you approved with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And most people I help, Miss, their primary goal is that they want to make sure they've got enough coverage that they can take the burden off their family. They don't want their family having to pay for, you know, funeral costs and final expenses and that kind of thing. Is that what you're looking for as well?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. And then the people that I help, it's typically very important to them that they know that they've got whole life coverage. What that means is that the policy will never expire and you don't have to worry about paying on it and then it goes away one day as you get older. So it's guaranteed for life. Is that important to you as well?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure. And then the last thing, most people that I help, and I've helped a lot of people with these policies, what I specialize in, most people I work with are on a fixed income. And so, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. My daughter had that corona.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And she's been in there in the intensive care. And I've been helping her this month, you know, with her bills.
Yeah.
Until her stuff kick in from her job. So
okay.
I wouldn't like for mine to start until the end of the month or the first of
don't you worry, Miss, you're talking to the right person. So what my goal is to find something that fits in your budget. And we find something that has a guaranteed price lock on it. That way, you know, the rate will never change. Okay.
Right.
And then my goal is to get you approved with the most affordable price. And then we're going to let you choose the day or when you want this first payment to start. So don't you worry about that. You don't have to pay anything right now.
That's why we're worrying about Cole. See, out here where we live, these light bills are ridiculous.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I bet. Out there in the country, huh?
No, I ain't in the country. We're supposed to be, but we in a trailer court, and God knows, people with mansions ain't paying the light bills that we paying. Well, I just paid a light bill for $455, and I live in a single-wide trailer.
Holy moly! What, you must be running that air conditioner?
Nothing. I've been out here for at least 25 years or more, and I mean the lights bill been out here in this trailer park is ridiculous. The owner told us that we should all get together and call Channel 10, and everybody show these people these bills. It don't make sense.
I don't understand that, Miss. $400, that sounds ridiculous.
$455, and if you're late, it's a $10 late fee to that.
Gotcha. Well, I want to make sure. I'm glad you told me that. I'm going to make sure we find something that you're comfortable with in your budget. Now, it sounds to me like, Miss, that you do have an active checking or savings account that you're able to pay your bills out of. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, because that'll help you a lot with us finding the best rate. So, if we did get approved, just so I know, what day would you want the first premium to start? When do you think?
The last after the 25th.
Okay, like the 28th is fine.
Right.
All right, so I got that down. I'm not going to start till the 28th. Now, what is your birthday, Miss?
Right.
Are you a smoker or non-smoker?
Yeah, I smoke a little bit.
You do smoke? Okay. Have you smoked a cigarette in the last 12
yeah.
months? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna do smoking because I don't want to do anything that would cause your policy not to pay out, and I want to make sure we're
right. Yeah, I do smoke. Yes, I do.
That's fine. So that affects the rates, but that's okay. I'm still gonna find you the best rate. Now let me ask you some questions about your health, Miss, so that I can pair you with the right insurance company, because it's important that we find the right company that we can get you approved with. So let me ask you a few questions, okay?
Okay.
Have you been in the hospital at all in the last year?
No.
Good. Okay. Have you had any complications with your heart, such as a heart attack, stent, or any cancer treatments in the last 2 years?
No, sir.
Great. Have you ever been diagnosed with either congestive heart failure or COPD or chronic bronchitis with your lungs?
Well, I have the chronic bronchitis sometimes. In the wintertime, sometimes I might get the bronchitis.
Got it. Okay. Is it specific? So bronchitis is one thing, but have you ever been diagnosed with COPD?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. So that's okay. Now, have you ever been prescribed inhalers, or is that not?
Yeah. I have an inhaler. When I get bronchitis, they always give me an inhaler.
Got it. Okay. I gotcha. So, but you haven't been diagnosed with COPD or chronic bronchitis?
Not really. They didn't say they told me, if I could. That my lungs didn't look bad, but he said the lungs ain't bad, but they ain't that great either for the slow down smoking.
Okay, I got you. Well, we'll go off of a no, but I'll prepare you for the fact that the bronchitis does affect things if it's COPD. So give me something to go on. Now, but you do not use any oxygen equipment, correct?
No, I don't.
Good. And you don't use any walking device or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Okay, perfect. So other than now, how about high blood pressure or diabetes?
No, I don't have that.
Good. Either one of them?
No.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Okay. So, all right. So here's where it comes down to. Next, what we're going to do is get you an approval, and depend on how we get rated. The company I'm looking at going to with you would be Liberty Bankers Life. They're very lenient when it comes to things with the lungs. Now, how we get rated, whether they, I'm a little bit concerned with the maybe you've been diagnosed with chronic bronchitis or with the inhaler. So I'm going to kind of give you both quotes, and we won't know till we do an application to see how they approve us. Okay.
But yeah, that bronchitis, they think that's COPD.
Yeah, and it's different. Now, bronchitis is not a problem. It's really specifically on whether you've been diagnosed with COPD. And if that's a no, then that may change things. But just to give you an idea, so if we were to do something like a $7,000 policy with day one coverage, it'll be whole life, like I mentioned, it never goes away with a guaranteed price lock. Depending on how they rate us, we're going to be between $40 and $50. I want to get you the $40.
Yeah, that's about the highest I could go with my income.
Yeah, that's fine. So why don't we do this? Why don't we try to get you approved? We do an application. I'll be on the phone with you the whole time. We do it over the phone. No needles, no blood work, nothing like that. Why don't we just go see if we can get you approved with the best rating, and then we'll have it set to automatically start on the 28th, and we'll get a policy mailed out to you. Okay. And let's just see if we can get the best possible rating. But even if they rate a standard, you'll still have a great policy, and we'll keep it inside your budget under that $50. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, Miss, is that your legal first name?
Yes, it is.
Great. Okay. Excellent. All right. So let me get this pulled up here. And this is Liberty Bankers Life. They're a great company. I personally have a policy with them as well. And best endorsement I can tell you, Mrs. I even helped my mama get a policy with them. So if I wrote my mama a policy with them, that's a good company.
Okay.
So I take care of my mama. All right. So here we go. Let me get this pulled up. All right. So, all right. Pre-chat use. No, I'm just going to enter some of my information real quick. I want to remind you that you got a preferred plan, And so what that means is that it's day one coverage. That means there's no waiting period. If not, anything's going to happen to you, but if it did, you know it's going to pay out, okay?
Okay.
Also got a guaranteed price lock on it. So that $40 policy, and remember, $40.35, that rate will never change. It's locked in for life, okay? What else? Whole life coverage. Now, they're going to mail you a policy. When you get it, you do not need to do anything. Put it in a safe place. But if you want to tell you that you got it, just let her know. Just let her know you got the policy, okay? And wherever you keep, but you don't need to sign anything or do anything else. Everything's done. My information will be printed in there. If you see that premium doesn't come out in November, make sure to call the company or call me so we can straighten it out. But otherwise, you are all set.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, great talking to you, Miss. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.